from North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Friday, December 30th. A winter storm bringing rain and snow is hitting the North State today and into this weekend. NSPR's Alex Dutson has more on the potential risks that come with the storm.
According to the National Weather Service, the storm will bring a few inches of precipitation to the valley and 6 to as much as 8 inches in some areas of the mountains. Chelsea Peters is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sacramento. She says the storm brings flooding concerns in the valley, foothills, and some parts of the mountains that have already seen a few inches of precipitation so far.
It's likely going to lead to rises in streams and creeks. Infrastructure-wise, we could see some minor to moderate flooding in low-lying areas and flood-prone locations, ponding of water on roadways, all of that leading to potential impacts to commuters and travelers.
Precipitation is forecast to continue into early next week. Peters says the storm does not appear to be serious enough to wash debris out from burn scars in the area. She urges anyone traveling this weekend to have alternate routes or plans in mind and to never drive across flooded roadways. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.
Now, let's move to a story we've been following this week. 3 Butte County fire stations have closed for the winter after the county pulled hundreds of thousands of dollars out of a contract with CAL FIRE. As NSPR's Jamie Jiang reports, some residents fear how the station closures will affect their fire insurance.
For the next 4 months, fire stations will close in the communities of Concow and Yankee Hill, Sterling City, and Berry Creek. Firefighters from stations farther away will respond to calls from those communities during the seasonal closure. But some residents worry the closures could mean skyrocketing insurance premiums. Berry Creek's residents are largely fire survivors like Nicole Navarro. Navarro lost her home in the Bear Fire, also known as the North Complex, in 2020, which killed 16 people and injured more than 100. Since she's come back to rebuild, Navarro says her homeowner's insurance has more than doubled.
We were paying $1,800 prior to the fire. We are paying over $4,000 a year right now. And that's with the fire station here.
Navarro says her premiums were already set to increase to $5,000 a year before the fire station closed. She says she won't be able to afford another increase. A spokesperson for the Insurance Information Institute told NSPR that temporary fire station closures are only one of many variables that insurance risk managers use to determine premium rates, making it difficult to predict the fallout. Steve Sheldon is also a Berry Creek resident. Sheldon worries that the fire station closure could put him out of a home if his insurer decides to withdraw.
When they find out that I can't get insurance or my insurance is canceled, then my mortgage is canceled.
At least a third of Berry Creek's residents live under the poverty line, according to the U.S. Census. Many residents fear the closure could make insurance completely unattainable. Navarro says if she'd known the county was considering closing the station seasonally, she might not have rebuilt in Berry Creek. Berry Creek's residents say they didn't receive any warning about the County Board of Supervisors' proposal to close the stations. Some say the meeting in which the board voted to close the stations was not well advertised. Andy Pickett is the Chief Administrative Officer and Clerk of the Board of Supervisors. He said the decision was part of a larger group of budget actions so the county could afford salaries more competitive with private employers and other counties. For NSPR News, I'm Jamie Jiang.
Moving to state news, high suspension rates in schools are linked to increased likelihood of students being incarcerated as adults. A new law aims to help dismantle this school-to-prison pipeline, which disproportionately affects Black students. CAP Radio's Janelle Salonga has more.
California will need to develop and publish a list of evidence-based best practices for using restorative justice as a suspension alternative on school campuses. Restorative justice focuses on mediation and building community safety. Students are asked to take responsibility when they caused harm and make efforts to repair it.
It's really, really, really important that this is not something that is unequally used in certain schools here in California, but not in others, to ensure that we are not creating another system of inequity.
During the next legislative session, Weber hopes to introduce a bill to mandate that all schools implement those practices. In Sacramento, I'm Janelle Salonga.
And finally, during the holidays, many people spend time with their loved ones and also enjoy food that is celebrated in their cultures. Think tamales for Latin American families or the Feast of the Seven Fishes. The California Report's Keith Mizuguchi says Japanese American families often celebrate the new year in their own way, with mochi.
Many Japanese families take part in the annual tradition of mochizuki. That's the pounding of rice to make mochi, a Japanese rice cake. In San Jose's Japantown neighborhood, it's been a tradition for decades.
We view mochizuki as kind of an intergenerational project where we're handing down this tradition that maybe started in Japan, came to the United States, grew up on the farms.
That's Dale Sasaki, chairperson for the mochizuki event in San Jose. Mochi is often eaten as part of ozoni, a Japanese soup. I remember growing up in San Jose and eating that and other traditional Japanese food on New Year's morning. Jane Kawasaki is board president of Yuai Kai, a nonprofit senior center in San Jose. She says along with eating mochi, it's traditionally used as a good luck charm in Japanese households.
The belief is that the Shinto gods dwell in the kagami mochi during New Year's. And so that's why you see, you know, two mochis and a mandarin orange in many households, anywhere where you want to bring the good luck from the gods.
That report was from the California Report's Keith Mizuguchi. And those are your headlines for Friday, December 30th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. Headlines will be off on Monday for the New Year's holiday, and we wish you a safe and happy New Year. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.